Lindsay, tell us a little bit about your impressions of the tour today, what you're getting from this.
Well, it's really interesting to see some of the, I guess, the background stuff that goes on at companies. Tell you the truth, I'm actually from Northwest Missouri. I didn't really know what Novus was before I came today. Did a little bit of research on the internet. I do come from a farming family, so it was really interesting to see some of the current work that they're doing with enzymes and stuff, especially for the poultry. We deal mostly at home with cattle farming, stuff like that. So mostly my dad's three brothers do that. We mostly focus in on crops and stuff. So I knew quite a bit about Monsanto before I came here, but to know that Monsanto has branched off with some other companies like Novus was pretty interesting.
Do you think you're going to look at these kind of companies for a career later on when you're out of school, when you finish your studies?
Definitely. Right now I'm actually looking into graduate schools. I was able to complete an REU program last summer at the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, which is where I've applied to go into their hydrology program for natural resources. And after going to actually just toured Monsanto a couple of weeks ago through our school, we took a group out there. And to see what some of those companies offer and stuff, I think this is a great opportunity, not just for seniors and stuff, but also for juniors and sophomores that still aren't quite sure exactly what they want to go into, to see what kind of opportunities are out there for them.
I know they've talked a bit about during the presentations today, obviously you have to have certain degrees, you got to have, a certain amount of background. But they've been talking a lot about the intangibles as well, having that passion for agriculture. Do you have that? Do you think that you'll be able to make the transition into a company like this that's looking for innovators as opposed to maybe just assembly line workers, for lack of a better phrase?
I definitely think that's true. I mean, in order to do a job well and to do something for a continued amount of time, you really have to have a passion for it. And especially with science and stuff, especially in research, you have to, go about the same question, multiple directions. And you have to have that passion in order to step back sometimes and to look at it from a new perspective. So,
I guess bottom line, what do you hope to take away from today's event, today's tours of these various companies?
Just opportunity to get to meet some new people in some areas and actually see kind of some different areas of science that are out there. And I was actually surprised at how many different areas you can go into just underneath of one particular company. So.
Excellent. Anything else you want to add? Anything else you've seen? Anything particularly impress you today about the tour?
I really like the idea of the sustainability inside the facility. It's always nice. I know. I actually have my pharmacy tech license for the state of Missouri, and I have worked in a lab in a hospital with no windows or anything, and that ability to have some of the natural settings outside, it really makes the work environment something that's a little easier to work with.